Fredericks is here.
He's not saying anything.
Not though. Saying anything, though.
I'm here. Oh, hey.
Callie's there.
Fredericks is here. Fredericks is here. Fredericks is here. Fredericks is here.
I'm mystified. Well, how are you?
I'm all right. So it's really just three of us who are vocal.
But did the rest of you get that message?
What message?
There's a problem with this call. Hold on while we try to get the call back.
No.
That's showing up on my screen.
It's just the NSA getting things set up properly.
Oh, yeah. They care so much about it.
Still participating in the call. So it's
not that big a problem.
They must get so bored. Oi.
Well, should we disconnect this call?
Yeah.
Why does Nolan Jr. want to show a video? Who is Nolan Jr.?
You guys called me, man.
I don't know if I want to watch this video. Do I want to watch this video from Nolan Jr.?
You don't have to, like, have a whole dialogue about it. Just click yes or no. Jeez.
That looks like Corey.
It is Corey.
And now we're down to
Nolan
six again.
Jr. Okay, right, I get it. Stop. Like Dinosaur Jr.
Funny, Fredericks.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, he is a dog.
Yeah. I can't do that. Mike? I don't have a camera.
Yes. No, this is Nate from Kalamazoo.
Yes.
Where's Mike? Yeah.
Mike was having problems again.
Okay, yeah. I was excited to hear you guys call because I wasn't sure whether this was the thing that actually existed or whether it's like an elaborate fabrication of the FOT message board, you know?
It could easily have been. You are correct.
Oh, yeah.
That's the fun thing about that. So, Sarah, you're still with us, right?
Yep.
And Brian?
I'm here. I just joined you.
All right. That's good. Yeah, so Mike was sounding really, really down when I talked to him earlier, and he was getting ready to bag out, and then I started talking with him a little bit, and he got all excited, so I'm hoping he'll come back around again.
Is he sick?
It will cheer him up. Talking to other people helps one forget about one's own crap.
He wanted to know what people would think about Ellen DeGeneres' comments to Liza Minnelli. During the Oscars?
You'll be about them.
Worked up about his True Detective thing. That's how terrible. It's just as bad as I thought it would be. Hey, there's Mike now.
And Frederick, you have to do it. You're the host.
I have to call him?
Are you a hacker, Cormod?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You liar. So, Mike, are you really depressed about what Ellen DeGeneres said to or about Liza Minnelli at the Oscars?
He's not there.
He's here. His mic was
He's just not responding. Just not responding. He's... Oh, no.
Oh, now he hung up.
No, he's not here.
I'm telling you, he's got something going on. It's pretty heavy.
I just love it. Every week there's a new set of technical difficulties.
Isn't it beautiful?
I like it very much.
I'm afraid of what'll happen if everything goes well.
That's right. We'll just be silent the whole time.
The bottom will fall out of everything.
We'll just sit, maybe a few sobs will be heard.
Yeah, buddy.
Here I am. No, there is apparently a Law and Order character who shares my first and last name who is either guilty of or accused of pedophilia.
Oh, is that why you're smiling like that?
Pedophile.
Pedophile.
Ignore that. That's fine. So I did hear that that's the reason why serial killers and, big murderers, the press always uses their middle names to avoid, you know, confusion with regular people.
No, that makes sense. You know, John Wilkes Booth, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, any assassin, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Sirhan Sirhan had a middle name.
Right, I was just going to mention Sirhan Sirhan.
His middle name was Sirhan, too, and we figured that was just redundant. Who's the guy that shot John Lennon?
Michael W. Smith.
Mark David Chapman.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So they do put in their middle names then. All right, so then that's good.
I guess that explains why Russians, like, refer to each other with all three names. Go figure.
It's the only explanation.
just a few million people starved to death. You're going to make a big deal out of that?
I'm Polish. We complain, you know. It's our thing.
Oh, there's Mike coming on now.
Oh, thank you.
He's here.
Jesus.
Hi, everyone.
They're very quiet.
Oh.
Yeah, you're very quiet, Mike. It's because you're sad and depressed about Ellen DeGeneres, we know.
Am I? I didn't even really see much of the Oscars. Oh, yeah. I tuned away to watch True Detective, of course, which is really panning out to be just as terrible as I thought it was. And I've noticed all the True Detective chatter has died down after that episode.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Now the NSA knows, because Fredericks is sure that the NSA is monitoring us.
It'll show up.
Oh, they already knew, according to Fredericks.
That's right. That's right. They already know.
Could you hear them in the background? If you'd be quiet, we could hear what they were saying about us. Shh.
I think that's ghosts.
All right.
Or you might hear my mess hall, or what's going on there? It sounds like the background of a mess hall.
What do you think the NSA is like, huh? You think they got some sort of luxury? They're all in the mess hall with their laptops at the long tables with the benches, bench seats. You know how much data they got to go through?
It really does sound like a cafeteria.
Yeah, it does. It's
a ghost cafeteria, though. It's very ghostly.
Well, yeah, I imagine George Norrie would probably figure out how this was like the sounds of the voices of hell emanating from a crack somewhere in the Ukraine. With the lizard people, David Icke.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Well,
right.
I did think about that at one time when he was talking about lizards, when I found out that they could, what do they call it, when a female can create a baby without a male? Asexual reproduction.
Parthenogenesis? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is exactly it.
Immaculate conception?
That's exactly where I got to. Wanted to know if Mary was one of the lizard people. But I've never felt comfortable saying that in public before today. I used to keep it to myself.
It's good you got it off your chest.
Well,
if this is public.
Francis is the logical heir of St. Peter, then would he be like a karma chameleon then?
Oh, gosh.
The NSA just hung up on us. They're like, no thanks.
Not worth it.
Oh, so you don't hear the cafeteria anymore, do you?
That's right. Someone is typing madly.
That's probably Mike.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the word out. I didn't really do much advanced promotion for this tonight. So somebody contacted me on Twitter and wanted to know if it was happening. So I'm getting the word out.
So, Mike.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Back.
Liza Minnelli.
Did anybody even watch the Oscars?
Nope.
No? I didn't. Yeah. I don't even think people are watching anymore.
You don't really have to watch. I mean, anything that happens is sort of online within crummy sites like Gawker and stuff within minutes, and you can kind of glean the highlights or what people talk about.
Yeah, that was kind of my whole thing. I mean, I think I watched the opening monologue. Didn't catch much. Then I went into FMU for the Therese and Amadeo's marathon show, so I was there.
And they met their goal, right?
Therese did, I believe. Amadeo, it was hard, you know. I mean, I think he got... I don't think we ever had more than two phones going at once, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I hardly took any calls at all. Brett Davis, who people probably remember as MC Steinberg.
Yes.
He's been doing things on Amadeo's show.
And Bananas, too, right?
Bananas, yes. And
you played Mel Diamond in his movie?
Yeah. Okay. And now he's doing a wrestling, he's doing a short wrestling movie now. And I've already been involved with that to a degree. And I guess I've got a couple more scenes that I'm going to do with them. But they have a nice little crew that people doing these things. And, you know, he's asked me to be in a few of it, a couple things that he's done. And so, yeah, he came in and is this wrestling character that he does called Bobby Blaze. And he actually does another character. He does Bobby Blaze and he does a character called Sweet Daddy Longlegs. He's sort of the villain, you know. And he was wrestling Amadeo. And Amadeo came in wrestling tights and everything. He really went all out. But it was a fun show. I mean, I thought I was going to do like a Russ Cole appearance, but they had this thing all worked out already. I was like, I'm not going to get, you know, get in the middle of this. I mean, it'll just break up the whole rhythm of the thing. So I Russ Cole never made it on the air. I thought maybe I'd do a little Russ Cole, but it didn't happen. Do you make a squeak when you smoke?
No. Yeah. Not out of my mouth.
Maybe the latest episode did have maybe my favorite scene. If anybody saw the microwave scene.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and I actually, before I came on here, I did do a little research to see how prevalent it is, and I'm sorry to report that there are people who have put their babies in a microwave. Mm-hmm. But there's a scene where Woody Harrelson is at a crime scene, and he, you know, the shot is from inside the microwave, and it looks like a hot pocket has exploded. Well, somebody had cooked a baby in there. From the reports I read about women who, and they do tend to be women who do this for some reason, it does seem like you're not going to explode. You know, you're going to, your blood is going to boil and your insides are going to be burned. Wow. So they sort of lent the crime scene of a baby cooked inside a microwave.
We had an amana radar range, but I'm sure I soaked up many mics of radiation from that thing.
And my search for microwave killings led me to, you know, related links for killings in washing machines, killings in dryers. I didn't know appliances were such a popular means of
offing people.
Yeah.
Your searches will make the fact that you have the same name as that guy who was involved in that. Even didn't he just dispose of that baby?
I think
I'm just saying that people will start, you know, anyone who studies your search history will start thinking, is he really? Are there really two different Mike Lisks, or you know?
Anyway, what else is new with people? Are people donating? People donating to FMU, or I should listen to it more.
I made a point to listen to more shows more often since Tom went off, just to try and appreciate the station a bit more.
Yeah.
We listen to the best show pretty much until I stopped listening to that. I didn't dislike it. I just thought it was sort of uninteresting. That's all.
A lot of guests too, right? Oh, look at us laughing. Their lights are flashing together.
Each his own. Hey, you know, I can't twist anybody's arm. You like what you like, you know?
This is true.
I really like Irwin's show, though.
There's like weird stuff that goes on at FMU. I never understand, but it's always been a little weird. But you know, he'd come off, he'd do a show. I'd be sitting there. I'd hey, how's it going? And he'd sort of just blow right by me, you know.
I actually met at the record fair, I sort of introduced myself, and he was kind of like, yeah, whatever. And then I said, hey, this is Petey. You got to meet Petey here. And he was like, I don't know who Petey is. And he walked off, and he talked to Ken, and he came back, and he asked for Petey's autograph. Oh, no. Picture online of Petey signing his autograph on his back. Uh-huh. I don't know if you ever saw that. That was, it's a special moment for me.
I never made it to any of, I was never invited to any of the Christmas parties. They have like a Christmas party every year.
That's being ridiculous.
You get no respect.
Well, I think
who sends out the invitation? Right?
Well, yeah.
Well, there you go. There you go.
We're going to start a movement here.
Well, I mean, they knew me. You know, they
didn't get a bottle rocket in the eye.
Get a bottle rocket in the eye.
Bottle rocket in the eye. Bottle rocket in the eye. Bottle rocket in the eye.
They would say hello when I met them. Yeah, no, and I think part of it was that, you know, I sort of came in through the back door at FMU. I was like, wow.
You pay your dues.
Pay my dues, yeah. I wasn't
yeah,
like.
You didn't pay your dues like, that's how it works now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't get me started.
What dues did you
I'm going to turn off my mic now. I'm done.
No, keep on. Keep on. It's fun.
Although, she's very nice to me when I meet her, and she's very attractive young lady. She's already got body to her credit. I was like, wow. No, I mean, yeah, I've always been like an outsider. I wasn't like a huge volunteer, and then I didn't do, you know, like, you know, some of the people I've gotten to know, they're doing these, you know, midnight and later shifts, you know, and that's like how you have to pay your dues, and I never did that. So, it was a weird experience.
Speaking of which, Mike, What tour did you see The Clash on? You revealed that in there, and I don't think I ever remembered you mentioning that before.
Yeah, I saw, I guess, London Calling, you know? I mean, I think I was like 17, 18, so 19 around that time.
You should tell the Grandmaster Flash.
Well, that was the Bond show in Manhattan.
Yeah, I've read about that. These shows are kind of well known, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was a big to do because yeah, that was the only show I ever went to where my ears were ringing at the end of the night.
I was
kind of panicked because that had never happened. There was always that going on.
I was around afterwards, like being like, "Is it ever stop? Or is this I love to be like now?" Or maybe
constantly. Man, you're breaking up bad. I think PC.
Thanks for interceding, Fredericks.
You're welcome.
I thought it was me.
Yeah, I know.
My heart bleeds.
Due to your hearing loss.
My heart bleeds for you, dude. My ears have been ringing since I was 18, which was 1983. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
They're still ringing?
Yeah. It's called tinnitus.
Tinnitus?
Ear damage.
But, you know, I saw Fishbone like 13 times. I found myself in front of giant piles of speakers, you know, like way too many times. So, fun stuff.
Yeah. But you pay the price.
Every day. What's done is done, basically. Once it's there, it's there. So.
Like a high pitch?
Exactly.
Yeah, I got it, too.
That's age. Age does that anyway.
I'm sure he's been exposed to some pretty loud volumes.
Yes. I've been to, yeah.
And I have, too, actually. So
the exploding of burning Christmas trees.
Well, it's not just the trees. It's the canisters around the trees. That's where the big noise comes from. But, yeah, no, and I had my hearing tested, and she said it wasn't terrible, but they could try and correct it. She said, but with your personality, you're the kind of person that you'll probably just roll with it. So, and she was right.
Roll with it?
Yeah, you just get used to the noise, you know? It's just...
I have tripping with tinnitus, yes. Tripping with tinnitus. It's the name of a new show.
Hey. I've been there.
But you wouldn't do it again.
I've done it plenty of times.
With tinnitus.
Like I said, I got it when I was 18. When do you think I started doing acid, Frederick?
I don't know. You know, 11, 12.
You're really precocious.
You know, like regular people.
regular people in Florida or regular people?
You guys want to have an acid discussion?
Yeah, I mean, they used to give it to babies for teething and stuff
sure,
like that.
Sure, yeah. Mike, yeah, definitely.
I never did it. See, weed, whatever the hell was, right around
it's
that
really, time. Really poisonous. Really, really. I mean, you can die from it really easily.
Take a little bit too much, and then you die. I get to grow around here called trumpet bells.
I don't see why not.
I thought that was, like, legal. They had it for, like, asthmatics or something when they didn't know any better.
I'll do weird shit like that. Banal conversations, you know, who's the sicko that posed the leprechaun that way? You better respect people's space, you know? Don't do weird shit like that.
I mean, in all fairness, I get punched a lot.
But in Tampa, they got people who get up and shoot people, right?
Yeah, well, that was in Zephyr Hill. But yeah, for texting during the previews. Yeah.
Was he texting or was he on the cell phone?
No, he was texting.
He's texting.
His daughter's babysitter, you know, telling her, Daddy loves you, blah, 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 and upset this ex-cop who went and complained to management. And I guess management didn't react quickly enough. And so he said something to the guy again, the guy that was texting. And the guy stood up and said, will you back off, yelled at him, and supposedly threw a bag of popcorn at him.
Yeah.
And so he was standing his ground.
He took out his gun and shot him right through his wife's hand because she put her hand up.
But they convicted that other guy, though.
Oh, only kind of.
What do you mean?
The guy that shot the kids in the truck?
Yeah. It was a lesser charge.
They got him for... what was it? Attempted murder for when they were driving away, but not for the kid that he shot right there.
Oh.
And he came up with this story that he thought he saw a shotgun. Even though there was never one found, the kid said they never had one. No, this is some crazy stuff.
No, I think I see shotguns all the time. I think I see shotguns all the time. The noises in my head.
The leprechaun has got like a fist.
As much as they do in life.
I try to be provocative.
Going in for a hysterectomy tomorrow.
To get a hysterectomy?
Sorry. Stop.
By the way, Mike, going in for a hysterectomy tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Hysterectomy. I don't know. I think we made out for a little bit.
What are you doing tomorrow?
He felt like, all right, okay, this guy's cool, dude. Let me drop this little bombshell on him, see where, you know, take him to the next level.
Hysterectomy.
By the way.
Oh, boy. I'm out of here.
You really missed an opportunity there?
See you later. Oh, boy.
That was a sad oh, boy.
Yeah, we stirred up some stuff there.
Yeah, I don't think this cheered Mike up.
Three of my life.
He was doing pretty good for a while there. But...
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have brought it up again. Sorry, Mike. Sorry.
It's too late now. It's done.
Mike, I met a very attractive bartender on Friday. We were dancing a little bit, and I think I threw out my lower back. I was in pain.
What were you doing?
I don't know what the hell I was doing. I mean, obviously, I'm very drunk if I'm dancing, you know. But I had a few beers in me. Yeah, the next day, I could barely move. I'm feeling better today, but... I was, like, you know, in pain for, like, a couple of days. And I could, you know, I'm racking my brain. What did I do? I danced. That was, like, the only physical exercise I had in the past couple of days.
Well, that was why it happened. You didn't warm up.
Yeah.
Codeine addictions start, you know. You go and you get the painkillers for the throwing your back out on the dance floor.
But now I know what nights you work. See, I went on a night she wasn't working, but... found out what night she works, so now I got another night to drink. Wednesday. The downside is, like, one of the guys, you know, I was talking to at the bar, I'm like, oh, they've got a new bartender here? He's, like, caught in, making it crazy. Weird.
Have you ever heard any personal stories about, you know, George R. R. Martin?
I mean, I know where he lived. He lived downtown, you know, and I think he said he literally moved in a circle of about two or three blocks, you know. So he when he was living here, he was kind of somewhat reserved about it. I don't know if I'm going to subject myself to any more of that. I think I've...
Now, isn't there a J.R.R. Tolkien, too, right?
Yes, Frederick.
Different author.
Yes, Frederick.
He's only got one R, though. He doesn't have the two R's.
Who doesn't?
Tolkien does.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is J.R.?
Yeah, he's J. Railroad Tolkien.
And don't they write in similar genres, like?
Mystical
fantasy,
shit.
Yeah. You know,
fantasy.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you didn't read Tolkien when you were a kid.
No.
I mean, wasn't Tolkien big? Well, it wasn't big.
Yeah, no, he was big.
Yeah. Direction.
Well, it wasn't big in the hippie town where cool kids read.
That was much more of a Vonnegut guy.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Yep.
Like,
Crapola. Read them all, Frederick.
What about, Philip K. Dick?
Crapola.
He's awesome.
You love him, Frederick. I just read Empire of the Sun.
Yeah, I mean, Empire of the Sun is sort of not typical. I mean, it's good. I enjoyed it, but it's not like his other stuff.
Right.
It's kind of straightforward. It's almost autobiographical about his experiences in China, you know?
Oh.
During World War II.
That's right. Yeah, I was wondering if that was the same thing.
Yeah. Perfect. Excuse me.
You should read, like, High Rise or, I wouldn't suggest Crash. Crash is, like, too extreme.
Yeah.
Is that the one? Was that movie based on that or no?
Yeah.
The David Cronenberg movie.
Yeah.
Not the other Crash movie.
No. I'll talk about the Cronenberg. I never saw the other one.
A good short story collection is The Terminal Beach is a good one. There's a great story called... if you just want to, like, start with a story. There's one called The Drowned Giant.
Okay.
And it's literally, that's what it's about. It's like imagine instead of a beach whale, a giant person washed up on the beach.
Oh, that is a pretty good...
And then, yeah, just... The way he describes what happens, and it's a really good story.
Now, is that part of the collection that you mentioned, Terminal Beach?
Yeah, the Terminal Beach.
Okay. I'm not ready to make that kind of leap yet.
What about the Harlan Ellison?
Repent, Harlequin, said the Tiki-Tok man.
Yeah.
I actually got some of his stuff that was recorded by him.
Yeah, well, there's someone on Chinatown who's a big fan. Some lectures he did.
My brother's got all of this stuff. All the stuff you've been talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't go that far, but he's got all this stuff. My brother just, you know, I give him credit. He listened to the audio book of Against the Day, the Thomas Pynchon book. I didn't even think they'd put an audio thing out for that, but it took him, you know, like a month to listen to the thing on the bus. He's got this hellish commute now. And so he's got all this time on the bus, and he listened to the audio book of that rather than reading it. So I've never listened to an audio book.
No, his name is... I can tell him it.
Bueller.
Dave, are we losing Dave? He's getting muffled.
He's just chanting Mueller.
Yeah, no, I hear him.
I think I'm here. We're just concerned.
What's going on?
I'm out of control, honestly.
An embarrassing mistake.
Oh my God.
I know you're trying to.
So who cares?
I just got my I'm doing the music video with Tom on Thursday.
So who cares?
And I just got my character description. Fred Phelps supporter I'm playing in this video. I think I'm being typecast by Tom.
So who cares?
This guy Brett Davis, who's been active on Amadeo's radio show. He's got like a little group of people that have been doing videos, and They've asked me to be in a couple of their things, and I've already shot scenes with them in Bayonne, but now they've got, I mean, they're getting ambitious. I mean, they've got a stage like a big wrestling match. So how they're going to do that, I don't know, because they wanted to do scenes on the street in Bayonne, and I'm like, no, that ain't going to work, you know, because people are going to get involved and, you know. And so, you know, on the spot, Brett decided that we should shoot the scene in the men's room in the park. So there's like, if you've seen the trailer was up on Facebook. And there's a scene with me and Sweet Daddy Longlegs in the men's room. And, yeah, we had to, like, when people would come in to use the men's room, we had to clear out because, you know, there were some women in the crew, you know. And,
and the guy hides. God,
move out to let him in.
That would make you feel weird. You got to go in the bathroom, and 18 people come marching out.
Yeah, it was goofy. Bowing down, he's going to stage some sort of protest with me in the middle of it, in like right near the Barclay. And so I don't know how the hell he's going to do that. You know, she knows where he's at.
Mid-40s women. You know.
Yeah. Oh no. So.
Does she have three names?
No.
Good question.
He's only got his name.
Like Lisa Jane Persky? Is Mike here for that? About serial killers and their middle names?
Oh.
I don't remember.
Were you Mike?
No.
No.
But yeah, there I was, you know?
No.
Mike?
Yeah.
Did you feel like having a sympathy vasectomy?
No. That's kind of what he does.
Now, Mike, you share a name with somebody who's a record, right? Is that where a lot of jokes come from?
I didn't see anybody.
What?
Now, was Fredericks included in the Southern Gentleman?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
And Mike's an honorary.
Right.
So I said. Dave keeps expanding the definition.
No, it's okay.
But Fredericks was there under protest, I guess.
Of course.
You need four, and you need one of them to be a woman. It's woman. It's the Fantastic Four template.
No, it's got to be like Three Stooges. It's three people.
Well, Fredericks will always have the line, that great Klan rally in the sky. And so, that does kind of get you some sort of, at least, if not under protest, that at least gets you some sort of lifetime honorary.
Does everybody know that story? KKK being Johnny Ramone?
Well, yeah, he was a heavy-duty right-winger.
Right, and he took Joey's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And married her. And that's what Joey wrote, the KKK took my baby away, was about Johnny stealing his girlfriend.
I don't know if I've told this story before, but I dated this woman. I know I told one aspect of the story before.
Sorry.
It was like a blind date situation, and you know, she was a divorced woman. She had a couple kids, and actually, it was the first time I ever dated a woman who had kids. You know, it was like I kind of didn't really want to get involved with, you know, women who had kids, it would be a little, I don't know, just seemed like extra. And, but I met this woman, and, you know, we had a nice dinner together, and right at the end of the date, she sort of dropped a bombshell on me that she was having a hysterectomy, like, that weekend or something. And sure enough, so my second date with her literally was a visit to the hospital.
Perk.
Well, yeah. 6 to 8 weeks,
She
felt comfortable enough to let me in on what was going on in her life to that degree. And
well,
sure
how
enough,
did she broach it, though?
After she had her...
That's you romantic.
Yeah, which was, you know, to say the least, a little awkward. And
but wait, didn't you take the hysterectomy talk to mean that she wanted to hook up because it didn't matter if you got her pregnant because it would all be over in a couple
still
days?
I wasn't even thinking about hooking up at that point. It was just friend.
Yeah, much to her chagrin, no doubt.
You know, I had to see where this would go.
You threw it out there, dude. And you
might have been her last hurrah, you know?
Yeah, you just left it on the floor.
I'm sure she moved on to greener pastures after me, but... But one of the things she told me was that her sister literally is still, essentially, she's like stalking John Bon Jovi.
How long has that been?
I don't know if this is the same woman. I can't verify this. Her sister dated Joey Ramone. I don't know if this is the woman who Johnny stole from Joey, but...
it would be interesting. Linda, I think her name was, is? She's still alive.
I don't think I can even remember the name of this. It's for our real estate. I don't know if they have it.
Dave, you gotta turn down your speakers.
What?
Turn down your speakers, Dave.
Turn down my speakers?
Yes, please. Hello?
He might have turned them all the way
off. No, he can't hear us. Oh, Dave.
Is he gone? Did we lose him already?
No.
I think he turned them all the way down.
He showed up on my screen for a sec, Dave.
I think we lost him.
He turned them all.
Oh, no, there he is. Dave, are you there?
Hello?
There he is.
Dave.
Hey.
Yeah, there was feedback, Dave. That was the reason that people told you to turn down your speakers.
It hurt my feelings.
It hurt my feelings.
I had a history of weird first dates. It was a period where I was going on these dates, and it was like one was weirder than the other. I think that was the last one. There was one before that where I met a woman at a mall, and it was a mall that I wasn't familiar with. She sized me up for a long time. I thought she was... She was going to bail on me or something. And, you know, she told me where to meet her in front of this restaurant. And I was there for a good, like, half hour or so beyond the time where we were supposed to meet. And then I sat down at the bar. I'm like, all right, well, she's not coming. So I sat down, wet my whistle. And then she came and approached me, you know. And it was like, what was that? You know, there was some sort of test being done or something. And she was different. It was weird because she was very sort of... good on the phone, but in person she was like frozen, you know. It was hard to talk to her. And at one point she suggested that we walk around this mall, which is, you know, fine, all right, we'll get a little exercise. But then we're walking in areas, the mall was under construction, and soon we were like walking in these areas that there was no, I think they were closed off. I'm like, where are we going? And I was like, you know, am I going to be set up here, you know?
Do not enter a construction area.
Felt a little like, what's her name, at the end of Goodfellas.
Go pick a coat out for your mother.
Just up there. There's next door, you know? Walking into a trap. Got to get out of there. Anyone else have good blind date stories?
Not one where somebody wanted me to... boner on a construction site. Again, you swung and a miss. Damn.
I never kind of derailed things a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have any surgical procedures. So I felt free to leave it at that.
Maybe. She was luring you into an abandoned part of the mall to swap your kidney.
Wake up in a tub of ice.
I don't know, man. America is just a scared country. I'll tell you. It seems like since 9/11, it's all about fear. Now there's whole industries built up around people being scared.
Aren't you scared, though? I mean, you're always talking about the NSA and the TV and so forth.
Yes.
He's scared of the things that are supposed to be protecting us. That's the irony.
Yes.
Right?
Because I think that they're much closer and can be much more harmful.
How scary is it that I get Fredericks?
Everybody will get me in 20 years as they're getting marched away.
There's a new Bible show coming. Bible, it's going to be a series.
Oh, isn't that where they actually have an appropriately colored Jesus in it?
The Bible show that was on the History Channel was such a hit that the other broadcasters are jumping on the bandwagon, and it's about Jesus, I think. Is he called Jesus or something? I mean,
and it's going to have a black Jesus?
Well, I think he's Central American. But he's not going to...
Central America.
Central America.
No, that's
great. That's very authentic.
Yeah, that's very authentic.
I lost an account in December. I walked in on this group of people in an office, and they were going on about how the UPS guy wanted to wear a Santa suit and give out presents at their Christmas party. And the one guy was like, that can't happen. There's no such thing as Black Santa Claus. And I looked at him and I said, what? Next thing you're going to tell me there's no such thing as Black Jesus. Sucked the life out of the room. This one woman put her hand over her mouth, got wide-eyed, got the call the next day.
A Black Santa debate is really, that's a debate I try to stay out of.
You know.
Well,
did you see the...
No, he was a Semitic guy. Yeah, he'd be an Arabic Jesus.
Like the Sephardic Jew.
Yeah.
Opposed to Ashkenazi. So, yeah.
Yeah.
From the Middle East.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like attached to, you know, whatever. Those people were assholes anyway. What's, you know...
what's 500? Ashkenazis?
No, the mortgage bankers who didn't believe in... Black Santa or Jesus. Neither. They believed in neither.
I mean, Jesus would be profiled nowadays as a potential terrorist.
Come on, and with his ideas?
Well, I'm just talking looks here, Frederick.
No,
well,
I'm talking his ideas. But, give away all your stuff, you know. And he was, you know, proto-Marxist.
Frederick, what was that picture you posted in the text chat last week? There was a picture of Mike and...
That's on his Tumblr.
Oh, that's on his Tumblr. Yeah. Did you create that?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
I found it in Mike's Tumblr, and I just stuck it up there. Mike doesn't even know what we're talking about.
No, I don't. What is it?
I snuck it right by you.
It's like a picture of Mike in, like, a room full of African babies, right?
Oh.
In a microwave.
Well, I did have somebody do that one shot of me with the Haitian prisoners.
Is that what it was? Oh, okay.
I guess that was racist on my part, too. But I thought it was funny at the time.
This reminds me of the inside of Wings Band on the Run album.
Me and the Haitian prisoners?
Yeah.
It was a stupid picture of me that my friends took. And, you know, I thought it would, like, be funny to juxtapose it with the Haitian prisoner.
Yeah, and I just snuck it under the conversation last week. I didn't know if anybody was going to bring it up or not. And I figured since you were laying in your pallet, you would never see it.
Like I said, I'm like, oh, no, well, you know, what horrible picture do I have to look at now, you know?
Oh, if I posted this on Facebook, I could lose a lot of friends.
Oh, jeez.
I'm somebody just wondering whether or not to, you know.
Well, I'd like to see more posts tagged AP Mike, sign up for Tumblr. Oh, boy.
It's just, it's sort of like Twitter. It's like Twitter with pictures, I guess, in a way.
Yeah. Now, where is what are you on Tumblr, Frederick? Aren't you on there, then?
No.
You're not on there?
No.
Oh, I thought you posted something there.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Not me.
That's all data mining.
That's right.
Damn right.
I love you, man. See a picture here that I've never seen before. Actually, I'm seeing stuff I never saw before. The least flattering thing I've ever seen. Makes me look like a crazy drunk. I don't know.
So, Mike, what did Ellen DeGeneres say to Liza Minnelli? We're in the home stretch here, and I need closure on this.
Let's bring it back around. Good job, PC.
She referred to her as an impersonator, implying that she was really a man.
Oh.
Because, you know, Liza Minnelli's very popular amongst the transvestites.
It just didn't go over well, you know.
In the room, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, I don't think she's funny. But
no, I don't either.
I've never thought she was funny, but hey, lots of people like her.
That's the way I feel about Jay Leno.
Yeah, not funny either, you know?
Yeah.
But Liza Minnelli can take it. I mean, I don't...
Apparently they're friends. Even Liza Minnelli said that the joke didn't work, that it she came across as being mean.
Like, oh, okay.
That she's really a man, you know? It was kind of a mean crack to take, you know? Actually, yeah. When I first saw it, I hadn't seen my Liza Minnelli in a long time, you know? And I thought possibly they were just goofing on a woman who sort of looked like Liza Minnelli. I didn't really even know it was the real Liza Minnelli, you know? Because, you know, yeah, she doesn't look the same. She's gotten older, like everybody, and...
Yeah, I mean, Liza, if the end of the day, Liza... Minnelli was in Cabaret, and Ellen DeGeneres never did anything of real worth. So, you know what I mean? Like, what did she do? You know, right. Make money for other people. And Liza Minnelli, I never realized how self-aware she was until I saw her in Arrested Development. And I mean, man, she seems like she's in on the joke. You know, like she seems like she knows what her public persona is and isn't afraid to kind of make fun of it.
Yeah,
no, you know?
This joke seems so innocent, though. I mean, hello to the best Liza Minnelli impersonator I've ever seen. Good job, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, and people turned that into... Oh, good Lord.
The world is annoying.
Well, you know, it happens. I mean, you put a do-rag on your head and people get up. You never know how it's going to go. Something, you know, people get sensitive about, you know?
Black Jesus.
Humor is difficult. Now, what's her name's in Hot Water, apparently? Chelsea Handler?
I read that today, yeah.
She made some tweets about the actress from 12 Years a Slave, and now she's getting a lot of heat, you know? Yeah, you can't please everybody when it comes down to it. In humor, you're going to, you know, yeah, you're going to offend people possibly, and you sort of take that chance, you know?
What did Chelsea do?
She made some remarks about the actress from 12 Years a Slave. I don't even know. Something about Africa and something.
If she had written, I guess she had a book, had wrote a book that's coming out.
Yeah.
It has something to do with, like, her travels in Africa, and she was using, like, the...
Oh, it's not even that. I think it's just a play off the word Uganda. And, you know, it's some play on the word, you know. So yeah, she's kind of cross promoting her book, I think, and
yeah,
track about Africa. And I mean, I never thought she was funny either. I mean, I don't know. Do people think she's funny here?
I think she's like a thing like Tom would say, where like she's somebody who has like an incriminating photo of somebody, and that explains her. Her popularity, like, there has to be something to it, you know? I mean, like, I don't understand how somebody can build an empire.
I don't think she's that popular. I mean, I don't even know what station she's on.
Oh, you're talking about Chelsea Handler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jen Kirkman's on her writing staff.
That's right.
I know that.
I hope she doesn't get booted off the air and cost Jen her regular day job.
No, it's probably just going to give her more, you know, people who never even heard of her are hearing about her now, you know.
And I know she has a book coming out, and I didn't know that yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
She could pull in the racist crowd.
She's had a couple.
That's another thing.
Bestseller type books. Very snide.
No, that's her shtick, pretty much. That's pretty consistent, like, throughout all media. I would say, that I've seen her in.
She's consistent.
Much like my own, you know. Yeah. I'm very adept at it.
My sister knew her.
What town is this?
Livingston.
I think that's where the mall was that I went on that blind date.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
And you gotta eat your food with your hands. They don't give you utensils.
Wow. I heard of this dog one where they served in dog dishes.
Ever see the movie Cable Guy?
Nope.
I never heard of it either, Frederick.
So. Really?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cable Guy?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know.
Hey.
Well, Mike, you made it past 11 o'clock. You did a good job.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Frederick.
You're welcome.
Frederick's talked me into it. I didn't want to join tonight. I was very low energy.
But then you rose to the occasion quite nicely.
We know much more about your dating history than we did before.
Yeah. My elaborate dating history.
Seriously. So tune in next week.
More about Mike's love life.
Mike's nightmarish love life. And of course, I make it somewhat obscene, so.
Obviously, someone tell you you're about to get a hysterectomy.
Sorry.
Stop.
By the way, Mike, going in for a hysterectomy tomorrow.
That was a by the way? That's awesome.
I don't know. I think we made out for a little bit.
What are you doing tomorrow?
He felt like, all right, okay, this guy's a cool dude. Let me drop this little bombshell on him, see where, you know, take him to the next level. Hysterectomy. I heard an interesting concept on The Devil's Ride, which is still my favorite television show right now. The fake reality show about the motorcycle clubs in San Diego. I think I'm the only person watching this show at this point. I mean, this show is really the worst. These guys all take themselves pretty seriously. It's funny because it's borderline. You can't tell how much of it's the crimes you can tell are staged. You know, they have assaults. You know, every once in a while somebody gets beat up. They had a kidnapping. But then, you know, you look at these guys and you can't picture them as legitimate actors, though.
So then you think maybe it's got to be true.
I think maybe they rounded up these guys from these sort of low-level motorcycle clubs and then said, they gave them a pitch like, hey, we want to make this show and we'll you guys are going to play a role in it, you know. A lot of this stuff is going to be phony, but, you know, you'll be on television.
Yeah, we want you to handle it like you would in real life.
I mean, it's bad.
Mike, have you seen a Sex House?
Sex House? No.
He burned up there.
It's Sarah. Clean Sex House.
It's a fake reality show.
Oh, it's a fake reality show. Okay.
Yes. It's called
Unlike
Sex House.
Unlike the real reality show.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. And it's on YouTube. It's worth watching.
I'll check it out. Is it funny?
Yeah. And it's not very long, so, you know, it's really short. It's not a big commitment.
Yeah, and then it gets much darker as it progresses.
Right, it starts off sort of as it's like Big Brother, but with sex. They're just, you know, six sexy Americans are supposed to just engage in sex all the time, and of course, virtually no sex happens, and things get very, very, very dismal and dark. And there's no food in the sex house, for example, except bananas. Is it bananas?
Flies start to, you know, gather around the bananas,
and then they have them eat the bananas so they bring in frogs as food.
Right, and then they realize that they're going to have to eat the frogs if they're going to survive.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was funny.
Sounds good.
Reality TV, though, isn't that what the news is supposed to be?
Wow, heavy man. Wow, heavy man, heavy man, heavy man, heavy man.
Sorry.
Boy, I'm full of stand there, huh? Just...
Awesome. I'm a verb.
I stand him. Pull the plug on the reality, Jack. Well, it's getting a little late for me, kids. I don't know about the rest of you.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Do appreciate you showing up again.
Okay, yeah, thanks for having it.
It's been a delight.
Take care.
Thanks.
Have a good week.
Yeah, you too, Mike.
Feel better, Mike.
Thank you.
Yes, get well soon.
Good luck with your movie on Thursday.
Yeah, my movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Your movie. This is the breakout role here.
Yeah.
Take care, guys.
All right, well, have a good night, everybody.
All right, nice talking. See you later.